This is Through the Spray FM on African Radio.
We heard from our nurse. We also have grandmothers between us. We have women that have experienced that breath, you know, go through some process, this and that. We want you to explain to us what you have been through. Does this really affect you psychologically? Actually, differently? Not in there. What do you undergo to decide? So please, ma'am, we would love to invite Mrs. Anima Shah to discuss with us in detail about what she has, what she experienced, why it hasn't happened in our own case. So please, put our hands together as we invite her to tell you for her.
Ṣùgbọ́n nísìnyí tó ti wá di wípé ń bá ìṣe. Kí wá
gan lohun to fe so fu wa gege bi awon to je pe ko ti e ti di aya lodo oko se awon ohun ti won ri to je fun sele ni gogo bi nje se o jo ohun ipuri fun won lati so pe da na emi na se to lati fe di aya lodo oko ati pe kini awon to je fun ti ri pe pe eni ti won mo fe pe foto bimo ati igba to bimo ohun to ohun to je fun sele si se o ma ro pa lo da se Baba wa so nko kon to be love doctor ki a tun tole ni kon ni baba ni kon please step forward again let's put our hands together for her
First, I would say on the men's side, I want to start with the men's side that men have this unrealistic expectation from women when it comes to their marriage to men. For me, from what I've seen, because I've lived with so many married women that I've lived with, my sisters and other married people that I've lived with so far. But from what I've grabbed from them, what I saw, when it comes to the child's when it comes to the child, I feel like, am I sure that I really want to go into the game? Because the woman that I know before she gets married or before she's pregnant, this will be very true, but that particular time that whenever she's pregnant, that pregnant period is just a moment for me. I just like, can someone just keep this there and let's just leave there? And maybe you should just give someone this time, let them. When it's 5 years, 4 years, that you can say you want to live by yourself, you can go and live by yourself, you want to wake up, you want to eat, you can talk correctly. Maybe, is there anything that we can do to that process? Because having this processing of you are being pregnant, the pain sometimes I look at it, I feel like I want to eat. The one that happened in front of me, my sister, wanted to eat already, you know, for family time, and the husband had to drink outside, there was no bite. A new size, he had to trade outside to get that. And immediately he came back. He was sweating and I was like, oh, sorry. My son was like, oh, I don't want the sewing the thing. I want watermelon and ice cream. I'm like, are you serious? If this man is my brother, I would have left that house with you. She was with my sister. And I'm like, are you really serious? And I'm sorry, Dave. He was for 30. And there's no point. You know how stretched this is. Are you actually serious or you are just trying to kill me? Is this a joke? She didn't take that already that day. And the husband stood up that, okay, he's to just be patient, I will get it to him. And the husband went outside to get it. Don't believe it, she said, I'm tired of this thing. He just ate little out of the watermelon. He took little. And she was like, can I get away? Do you let up? Hey, it's not better if I had come as the other gender than this one. I think we should actually go to all these things. And sometimes she'll be inside. Even she won't be able to, like, walk by herself. If she wants to walk, I'll just put it there over that because she could carry one leg over the leg. I'm like, what are you doing? Walk. The walk like I'm upset. No, for my prep. I'm like, what is going on? Then I'm so used to it. You don't understand. Then make me understand. Is this all that you're going to go through? And how many things do you think you want to have? Just stand on this one. What do you think? Just make this easy for you. It's not really easy. Man, a woman going through all those things, I'm just like, So my mom actually went through all this things, and I still have siblings at my heart. I still have siblings too. Wow, it's a wonderful thing, and it's really, really not really going very well for me. I'm still thinking about it. Like, if there is any other woman can go through that stress, the pain, and everything, and let us survive that side of my life. You know, it's not something easy to do that you are pregnant. And your husband, if after giving birth, if that's very day that your baby wants to suck in the breast, they bite your nipple, and there will be food on that nipple, and they will start sucking like that, and you want to say, oh no, they don't know for me, but what do you have to do? You just have to do it anyway, but it's really scary from seeing, like seeing it from the front. From that view, it's really scary, but there's no how you can do it as a woman if you want to have a child. No one can carry your kids. You have to go through that process, take care of your kids. And at the same time, you still have to balance it off with your husband. I say kudos to all those women out there that are taking care of their husband, taking care of their kids. Because men, they used to act like themselves. taking care of one child is another child, and I don't know, like, it's very, very wonderful seeing mothers out there taking care of both things, making things balanced. They have to do the husband side, they have to do the kid side, make sure everything is fine. What the husband is going to do is that, I'm going to work, you go to work, you come back home, then maybe, I don't know, it's very scary.
How they help us? Imagine, we are talking about you. You should be an example for us.
Yes, pregnancy is a very nice thing. Getting married is a very beautiful thing. Marriage is so beautiful.
Okay.
It's just that you just have to be realistic. You have to be realistic. I am also being realistic. Mm-hmm. That you go through that thing. Mm-hmm. So you just have to put your mind at it that you are going through that thing. You're getting married, then it's another journey entirely. Another work for you entirely. You'll be pregnant, and you go through that. I can do this. Has to be. Is it true though? We can't hide the truth from that. That I'm pregnant. When you get married, there's no way you can escape that. Except you don't want to. You don't want to. In fact, women, if you get married and we don't. In 9 months or in a year, and you have been expecting a child, and you get married to somebody, God, this can happen. God, I beg, just do it. But if God don't give you finish, don't say, God, why? Why did you give me this one? Why? You have to go through that process, because the next day, you just have to go through it. That's how your mom and your dad, that's how they went through your soul. You just have to.
Wow, let's put our hands together for our love doctor. How are you doing? Very, very good. But don't worry, do not sit repetitive. I could still call you anytime. So I can still call you. Also, I love doctor for today. So thank you very much. Let's keep our hands together. Wow! We have our barista, Amito. Please, let's keep our hands together for her. Let's keep our hands together for barista, Mrs. Ndelio Olayinju Tayo. Let's keep our hands together for her. Let's keep our hands together for her. Not very sad. Say a very big thank you for you making this to this place. Wow, yeah, we are very grateful. Yeah. We'll say a very big thank you for making it here. As you can call our Yawa, yeah, Agbejoro wa, Nitori pe wo se wo le wa ni ti ni akoko. As you can call our wo. Nitori awon to je pe e mo pe Pan Africa la wa. A so Yoruba, a so English, a so Igbo gbogbo epo ni
a so Hausa, so Yoruba, so
Jẹjẹrin lórí ìṣẹ̀ṣì wáyé, Hausa lè fi tẹ̀fẹ́ sọ ní sí.
Òyìnbó,
Fáṣíkù.
Súnáná àjọkẹ́ àdé.
Súnáná àjọkẹ́ àdé, súnáná kọ̀. Súnáná àjọkẹ́ àdé o. You have to súnáná àjọkẹ́ àdé. So we say a very big thank you for making it. In fact, we're really proud of you. We say a very big thank you for making it. So, let our barista get ready. Barista visit. So now, we heard from our nurses, we heard from nursing mother, we heard from our love doctor, who is trying to get it from what you cannot get it from.
No, now, if you talk about polygamy.
If you heard what
no,
you said.
Polygamy.
If you heard what you said. If you heard what love doctor said, you will be surprised.
Oh my goodness.
You will be surprised. But don't worry. I'm still bringing out for it's still coming for. So, ma'am, let's put our hands together for Mrs. Barista Olayinju as she steps forward to introduce ourselves. So, ma'am, Barista, we say thank you.
Let me hear you. You can come forward, ma'am.
Welcome everyone. I'm privileged standing before you. I'm Barista Professional Olayinju. I'm also a chartered in network. mother.
Wow. Thank you very much, Mrs. Barista. But I still want to hear that. Because Mrs. Shinego, she does not know his name. We have our own origin. So I want to hear your own dialogue. So we don't know what is happening around us. We've heard a lot of things. When you meet some women, a lot of things are strange about them. And then most men do not appreciate them. They will say, just look at you. Look at your age mates out there. Just look at them. Sweet 16 under 16. Just look at you. Just look at all you are. I believe that Mr. Damaye would have expressed a lot of things that has been happening in our society. So as a woman standing, I miss every one of us. So please, I want to hear from you. And on Nicola Timboko. What happened? Why does most men change sometimes after their child and their woman starts giving birth? Although you are yet to be married, but I know that there is this mentality with men.
He's living with his
girlfriend. Come here. So, what happened that most men change after the wife starts giving birth? Maybe a change at all? Maybe, you know, just look at everybody. This place is wrong. Get you don't try to modernize yourself. Just look. Tell it to my telephone. So you marry me. Oh God. Oh shit. You will yell at you. The first thing on me. Then what happened? I want to hear from you.
First time. I don't do this. So we see that they just do it. Are we
doing? You see? You see what I'm saying?
And after eating the food again. So I am with Jamai. I am Uluwa Jamilola. And it's a very big privilege to hear the list of women and mothers, the people running this world. We know you are not ready.
Who runs the world?
Yeah. So it's a very wonderful opportunity to be here. So what I think, you know, I'm not married. Yeah. And I do not disclaimer, I'm not even married. You know? But now, about experiences with women in this world. I am very close to my dad. I watch him, I listen to him. And I'm very close to men outside, so I prefer staying with men who are older than I am. I listen to what they say about their women, I listen to what they do, I watch them very closely. So, you know, the first thing about coming back to the house and seeing that the house is turned off, or feeling uncomfortable, complaining, there's another men, they like privacy. A man likes his privacy so much. He likes staying in his house alone. You see, that bachelor life, what you want, I like it. Oh, it's the first you build the house alone.
Yes,
you said. Dress, do what you want to do. I'm happy I have money in the house because I'm feeling, I'm sweating and there's AC because of the women. I'm sure you want to have it. Also, but men, we like privacy, we like staying in the house alone. We like being our people, we want to do our things. We like bringing our guys over and so on. In fact, bringing some extra things over. Okay, but the major thing now, so when a man marries, he loses that privacy and it is quite dangerous. I don't know, I'm not married yet, but having relationships sometimes, the woman just coming to your house. Unexpected, you always say, if you come back, I go one day, come, you know, it makes you feel somehow. So I don't think about that. I'm about to marry a couple. You just come, and you are your children, family in my house, eating my food. I'm paying for your school fees. Yeah, I don't think you're going to come on. So what do you think of me? But I understand. So now then, the woman you marry can probably let's say slim, figures fine, men are attracted by what we see. Women are attracted by what they hear. Because you look at the way you can listen. Before I understand that you're intelligent, before I understand that you're a business oriented lady, I first see the your physical appearance. So I first see them. Before I now start listening to you, studying you. So that physical appearance is what attracts men. So when you see a woman now that is very attractive and you marry her, along the line she gives birth to your child, because, and then her body starts to change. You know, women, I'm a better man, but I'm not there for you. I don't know the other. My mom, you know, so I don't know the use water, what sort of water they're getting. It's like very fast and go down, you know. They go through trainings, but some women don't go through. I don't know what goes on there, but your body can change. You either gain weight so that you can, your body can produce the kind of thing that your child needs. I don't understand that psychology, physiology. So, but your body shall change. And man, when your body changes, this is what's going to happen. So the man has to change his own mentality too. As our body is changing, your brain is your brain. Unless you look at other women outside and feel like, and let us all remember also, there's a research that says that men, we don't choose one woman by choice. Men are promiscuous by nature. I'm not saying it's just because I'm a man, but men like women, like they like tea. Like many.
Yeah,
like
the first woman. Don't say anything that will not make people.
Yeah, I'm checking. Go YouTube, all the device. Like so many videos of like cat. So I'm very, very careful. But so we look outside and see other women. So but it requires a man to be upstairs, he has to be upgraded, he has to be well built, he has to think and understand that your woman will not be the same after 3 years. Her body will change. So it is you that will not understand that. Take care of her. Give her the care she needs. Give her the attention. Love her like you love her before she can gain. Love her like you love that before she can gain weight also. She needs to gain weight for your child. So love her, take care of her, treasure her, look at her that same way. Wake up in the morning, kiss her belly, give her a good morning kiss. With all respect, man, you know, but most men don't do that. They start looking for another choice outside, start looking for another girl. That one's a job for you, know. So, but okay, I don't know you, then that's you, okay, I don't know you. That's what you give them, our body will change. So, how long will you continue changing their body? Changing their body? No. So, love who you love. Love your woman. It's not even about. They say the more a man grows, the more you understand that love and beauty is not about the world. The more you understand her soul, her mind, who she is, the mother she is to you first, and the mother she is to your children. So, women are very precious and very true. So, the other man who is watching you online, looking at me right now, if me, this small boy, can start thinking, because I started thinking about it, I'm preparing myself. In fact, I can almost say I'm prepared. For whatever, if you can say,
hey!
I'm ready because she is my woman. And she is the mother of my baby, Jesus Christ. So, thank you very much.
Okay, before things have come down, please, he's not married yet. Although he's living his cohabiting with his girlfriend. Okay, he attended it. Mom, okay, keep us tomorrow. We don't need to So now we are moving on. My psychology and childbirth. Now, life. I had a true life experience. And I'm saying this story with all sense of responsibility. If I am married today because of this woman, I call her Mary. Aunt Mary happened to be the wife of a well-known and respected community leader in this Lagos. So, she got back to the first house. She became depressed. Give birth to the second child. Then after she went mad. Give birth to the third, fourth. Then after she's the witch. Take her out of the house. The man got married to another woman. 20 years down the line, my aunt is still struggling with this issue. So if I'm here today saying this, it's because Shosheri Otishemiri. You know, Aunt Mary's story made me to lose interest in marriage. Because how will a woman go through so much? And the next thing you will say is, then I began to research, was she really mad? It was post-major depression, or it wasn't marriage. The church contributed to it, the mosque contributed to it. Somebody who has a very big house ended up living in a room and parlor with a bouquet. So we became friends. She told me her story. That's how you know that there is a youth I am saying that is different from the youth that we see where we are in. So when I began to meet, she's always like, she was on that screen and then you will see how she's always out of me. So I was, if you talk to me, say hi, I give you to Mary's number. And I don't just say this one. Doctor, he ran me. Until she tips and shakes because of what she has experienced. But she also tells me something like, you don't know her whole marriage was that bad. All marriages are not bad. That I should not lose hope. There are still good men. This is a woman still battling with this emotional challenge till now. Being managed at the psychiatric hospital in Harris. So this is a story that is near me. So if you are here today, you want to make a decision. Make it knowing that some of us, we have true experiences. The children are no longer learning. You're staying alone. Now go for monthly therapy.
This is Do The Spray FM. Pan-African Radio.
So here we are today.